The Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at the Magic for Less Travel. There's a new discount out there for all of you folks who love to travel during the summer. You can save up to 30% on rooms at select Walt Disney World Resort hotels for stays most nights, June 16th through August 27th, 2015. This offer must be booked by June 12th, 2015. And think about it. This is a great time to get down there and see some of that frozen summer fun live events. Maybe drop in for Star Wars weekends and more. And think about it. You can save some big money on a summer Walt Disney World vacation. Drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all of the great information. Fill out that free no obligation quote and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 837 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And I am very relaxed here in the podcast studios because I've been on spring break all week long and really enjoyed it, even though we had kind of a staycation. Didn't get to go to Walt Disney World like we did a couple of years ago, but you know what? It is what you make it, and it's been relaxing. It's been fun. Now we're in the final push of the school year, fourth quarter, because I know I can make it because right at the end of that rainbow is the podcast cruise coming up in less than, well, it's actually 99 days now until my trip, but the podcast cruise just over 100 days. We're going to have a great time. And I just can't wait for that. Get to see everybody down at Walt Disney World, and we all got to look forward to that next trip. So today, we're wrapping up March Madness. When we get together next week, it will be April already, next Friday. So, yeah, actually, even next Wednesday. So, man, this month has flown by. We hope that you enjoyed this first time that we did March Madness. We've had guests on the show, and I've really enjoyed getting to talk with our listeners. It's always a joy for me. So we're going to wrap that up today with another special guest, and we'll get to him in just a second. But the crew's all here, so joining us from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, we have Ricky. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Yay! It's Friday! I am so happy it's Friday. I can't tell you. So I'm excited to get to the weekend. It's a glorious springtime down here in Georgia. I'm sorry, I had to rub it into all you northerners.
It's not so bad up here anymore. You know, I think the worst is behind us.
I think mostly I'm rubbing it into Pam is what I...
You're so mean.
Oh, I
know. You live.
Hello. I live right there on the edge. What are you doing to me?
That's right. Sorry, well, Pam. Hey, I got to throw this in, Ricky, because you mentioned spring, and spring means baseball here in St. Louis, and we've had a slight change of plans that will affect all of our podcast listening family. So listen carefully. We've had to move the live show for April, even though I've been announcing it for the last couple of weeks. Instead of it being on the third Sunday, which would be the 19th, we're moving it up 1 week to April 12th, which will be the second Sunday of the month, April 12th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, for a hugely important reason. I have Cardinal tickets, and it's Mallory's night at the ball games.
So, tell it out, Mike.
You know what? Here's the deal, and everybody can sympathize with me. Cardinal tickets are expensive. We got these tickets, $41 face value. You get a hot dog and a soda. Every ticket's $15. I mean, I couldn't say no. I mean, I don't like to move the live show, but for that kind of money, I had to do it, you know?
Sure. Why not, right? How often do you do that, Mike?
I know.
How often do you do that?
I said to myself, will the podcast family understand? Of course they'll understand. You know, so I hope you understand. Hopefully you didn't, like, you know, have that blocked out in your calendar. I know Brian down there probably did, but Brian, move it up a week. We're going to be together. Oh, you actually have a week less now to get the chat room ready. I forgot about that. We'll get it set.
Oh, we have somebody who's in charge of the chat
room
now.
Yes, Brian's
huh?
got a solution for us, so we're
awesome.
Good there. Anyway,
nice.
We got to get this show going or else we're never going to get to the fun stuff. So joining us also, we have Debbie from MakingMagicAndMemories.com. It's Friday, Debbie. Happy Friday.
Woohoo! Happy Friday, everybody! Is that just cool or what?
It is always good. Except when it's last Friday of spring break, but we'll make it.
Oh, man. You just had a whole week off for school. I mean, for the school system. I mean, good grief.
Yeah, can't complain.
This
All right.
Sucks.
Also joining us, return engagement two shows in a row. We have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Welcome back to the show, Pam. What's up?
Again, this is my ongoing theme for like the week after I return, which is actually a week after the week after I return. But anyways, that's how it goes sometimes. So This week, I just want to point out to Ricky that in the forecast, we have both 60 degree weather and snow. So horrible and awful. But we're coming to a close here. We actually had sun today. So appreciate it and try, you know, soaking it up a little bit. So anyways.
Nice.
Yeah,
sun is good. Sun is good.
That's right. Sun can make everything a little bit better. Even if it's cold, sun does.
That's right.
You know, good job.
I keep telling myself that.
All right. Also joining us, we have a guest host. He is going to take care of the show tonight. We're going to talk with him from down in the Ozarks, lovely Springfield, Missouri. We have Dean Johnson. Thanks for joining us, Dean.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you on the show. And I know you're down there with two famous Disney fans. I didn't mean to cut you off there, but I just want to throw this in there. Matt Parrish and listener Brian, who goes by Club WDW on Twitter, who's always one of our first callers on the live show. So Springfield is definitely a hotbed for Disney fans.
We big Disney fans. We've got a lot of ears down here. Ears and Cardinal hats on.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
But now how does Matt Parrish live down there? Because, boy, he sure is not the number one Cardinals fan. He loves his Royals, which I like the Royals, too. I mean, I can like two teams. They're in the American League, but that guy does not like the Cardinals. But I love Matt. He's like a brother, so what can I do? All right. So today we're going to kind of talk some news off the top of the show here with Dean and then kind of talk about some tips he has for going down at Walt Disney World during a particular time of the year because he's got it figured out, and I think that'll help our audience because, believe it or not, even though we're talking, you know, the first week of baseball opening day and, you know, the spring returning, it's not a bad time to plan your holiday trip, actually, really, right now. So before we get going here, Dean, we talked about this a little bit on Wednesday, Ricky, Pam, and I, and there's rumors that Adventureland might be seeing a new restaurant here in not so long. And they're looking about taking that space next to, well, now it's Sunshine Tree Terrace, but it used to be Aloha Isle. It's the Adventureland Veranda, and turning that into a Jungle Cruise themed restaurant. So what would your thoughts be on that?
Well, I'm always excited whenever there's a new restaurant opening up. They always seem to do it right. And my first thought is it going to be a walk up counter service or something for reservations?
Ricky, have you heard any thoughts on that?
I have heard thoughts on it. So supposedly, for those who don't know and are going down here in the near future, there is a closure of the Liberty Tree Tavern, which will be closed from July 5th, I believe, until right before Thanksgiving. The reason for this closure is because they are working on the kitchen, which is located right there for Liberty Tree Tavern. The two areas are connected, so the Liberty Tree Tavern area and the Adventureland Veranda area are connected, so the kitchen would be connected. So that's the reason for the closure for Liberty Tree Tavern. So with that closure comes the rumor of this new restaurant. This new restaurant is supposed to be I've heard two things. The most recent thing I've heard is actually that it's going to be a counter service lunch and a table service dinner, much like Be Our Guest is.
Interesting.
So it could be actually a combination of both. I've heard table service all the way, and I've also heard counter service / table service. So we'll see what it actually amounts to. I'm, again, super excited. If it's actually a Jungle Cruise themed restaurant, I think it's a fantastic idea to do it that way. It should be I'm excited to see what happens because clearly, I mean, I would assume that this is coming. There's you know, they're doing the work for the kitchen at Liberty Tree Tavern. I mean, that's pretty well known. So I'm of course assuming that it's related to this. So I'm pretty sure we're just waiting on the announcement at this point. So yeah. So it's pretty exciting.
It seems like maybe the Disney has seen the popularity of the hybrid restaurant and maybe wants to expand it.
Well,
possibly. Maybe. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Possibly. I think that part of it also is that, you know, Magic Kingdom is kind of, I mean, we've discussed it before. I know Pam and I have that Magic Kingdom is kind of sorely missing on some quality restaurants. And I think Be Our Guest was a nice step in the quality restaurant. Some may disagree with me, but I actually really like Be Our Guest. I think it's a good value. I think they have really good food. I think it's a smart play on Disney's and to do both a counter service and a table service here, and to get another restaurant in this. I mean, this section of the park really doesn't have anything. Besides, you've got Crystal Palace, but I mean, there's really not a lot in Adventureland. So I think it's a fantastic idea. I'm just waiting. I'm counting down until they actually announce it. So
Pam, I haven't been in there in quite a while. I mean, I've been in there for a couple of special events, but is that area inside the veranda there? I mean, because there's some outside seating, but it would mostly be inside. But is that a very big space?
It's decent. It has a second floor. And I don't know how much of the space they typically open up when they do things. But I will tell you, the Adventureland veranda is something that I have a memory of going to when I was a child. And I have no idea why or what is involved in this memory, but I just remember being there, and I remember it when Kiko Man was mm-hmm. the sponsor. I remember there being like all these different what I considered at the time, and this may have been when I was a teenager or a child, and I don't know exactly when it was, but what I considered at the time as kind of exotic sauces, right? Little packs of
like
exotic
soy.
Soy sauce. Yeah.
Yes.
And teriyaki.
Exactly. Which probably amounted to several kinds of soy sauce, maybe a duck sauce or two, and whatever.
Hey, but back
so,
then, I think that was exotic. You know, when you think
make
that.
It sound like it was that.
Well, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, you know, I was thinking back to when they first came up with the idea of Epcot, though, and they decided to put it in all these countries because not a lot of people had easy access necessarily to some of these different types of cuisine. So I think that that's part of the success of World Showcase was it was all these different kinds of cuisine that not a lot of people were able to try. I mean, nowadays you've got, you know, tons of different restaurants in every corner, but back then I don't think it was as easily accessible. That's well, I mean, granted, I wasn't born in the 70s, so I don't know. I'm just taking a stab at it from what I remember growing up in the 80s. I mean, I'm gonna tell you, there was not a Thai restaurant in my hometown in the 80s, but there is now. I didn't go to it when I lived there back in Florida, but I'm just saying, I don't know if Mike's been to it, but it was an old Taco Bell, so I don't know if you want to go into there or not.
Well, you know what, though? Nate on Wedway, this is maybe a few months back, though, he mentioned, because, you know, he's a history teacher, that's his full-time gig, and, you know, one of the high schools, and he was talking with somebody about, you know, just about the history of Kansas City and the greater Kansas City area, and to go along with Pam's point, that there was people in Kansas City had not really even had a taco until the 1980s. You know what? Because it's a Midwestern city, and you know, we're not exposed to as much culture as you might think here in the Midwest. And Dean, I'm sure the same thing holds true for down in Springfield. That, you know, when we go down there, I tend to see things kind of like, oh, whoa, that's a little bit exotic. Where some people maybe from New York or, you know, Boston or somewhere like that, it's like, oh man, we have 17 of those on the corner. I mean, do you kind of feel that same way, Dean?
Yeah, we'll have some of the franchises, but we are getting kind of international as far as restaurants and things go from Springfield and St. Louis, but we still have our traditional stuff down here with we're in between the St. Louis and Kansas City, so we'll do the barbecue and the chicken fried steaks both. So I mean, we kind of hit the middle of the road here.
Guys,
not too much Thai down here, but we do have our tacos.
good deal. Got to have those. Now, let me ask Debbie real quick, and then we'll go on to the next news item here I want to talk about. But Debbie, I mean, is this something you would be excited about? Do you wish they'd repurpose that as something different? I mean, how do you feel about a Jungle Cruise restaurant right there across from Swiss Family Treehouse?
I think it would be the coolest thing ever. I could see so much potential. I mean, the theming of it, I could see so many cool things with that restaurant. I think that is something that they're going to, it's going to be a very popular restaurant. Just even, we don't even know squat about it right now, except very limited. But I think it's going to rock.
All right. Sounds great. So next thing I want to talk about real quick is there's pretty sweeping changes coming to Inventions over at Epcot. And this kind of, you know, here's my thought on this. Like when I read the news, Ricky broke some news there on the blog I was reading, and you know,
I wonder what blog it was.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, it was in my Zeit. I just saw that I always read all your stuff. And so I read it and I was like, interesting, because this kind of like hurts for some reason. But it's, and then I thought about it, I'm like, it's Inventions. It's not like it's Maelstrom or Soarin's going away or Space Mountain's going away. You know, it's Inventions. It's like a type, it's like a ticket, you know, thing. It's just a time filler, basically. But when I heard like, Where's the Fire's going away and the Great Piggy Bank Adventure and stuff like that, you know, I'm like, why does this bother me so much? So, Dean, what are your thoughts on, you know, if they take out some of these classic, well, I guess they're classic now type adventures over in Interventions?
We always enjoy going through there, and there's always lines there on some of those. During the holiday, there is that one where you design some type of robot roller coaster ride in there, and it had a pretty long line in there, probably 45 minutes, and that was in the morning hour. So it seemed like it always had some action in there, and it was something you could do during the middle of the day in the summer when it did get pretty hot.
Now, is there something that you really liked in there? Because, like, as weird as it is, but we always tend to do, in the summer, now, when we're down there for race weekends, we're too busy, but we really enjoyed doing Where's the Fire? With my, you know, when Paige was little, she loved it. Mallory likes it now. Was there anything in there that you did, you know, that you like to do with your family, maybe?
We just, going through the different areas in there, we always did that. And, of course, we had our Disney Visa card, so we always got our complimentary picture in there as well. For sure that was in there as well. So it was usually about an hour and a half, and then I think you had it in one corner. Was there a character location to get that as well?
Mm-hmm. There was, and also when I've been there on New Year's Eve, it's like a homeless encampment. That's where people tend to sleep until
yeah,
the fireworks.
Is.
It's pretty bad. But so, Ricky, can you fill us in on, like, I mean, I've kind of breezed over it, but what are the details of this change?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things that are changing with it. The first is Interventions West seems like it's going to be completely closed. So it looks like everything there is going to be shut down with the Great Piggy Bank Adventure. Rest in peace, piggies. We will miss you. I love the piggies. Oh, my goodness. I can't even. Like, I'm so sad about the piggies.
You know what, Ricky, but this little piggy went to the market.
Yes, exactly. And this little piggy went home.
That's right.
I don't know where the roast beef is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Where'd he go?
But this one the other had one had none, and I'm just going to cry wee, wee, wee all the way home. So anyway, you know I had to go completely.
I know. Let's go all in. Yeah. It's bad.
All right. So the other ones closing are Where's the Fire? And then the last one that's closing is Think, which, let's be honest, I mean, that exhibit wasn't that great. Yeah, exactly. It was not good. It was not a good
How do you
exhibit.
Feel about it, Pam?
We went in there once and we were like, what? Like,
right.
It was so bad.
No, it really was. I went in there once because they had to, like, just kill time. And it was still awful. Just.
It
yeah.
was. And, like, anyway, the captain there didn't seem to know what to explain to us.
No. I felt bad, though, because Brian was asking me about it on our last trip. He said, oh, what's that? I said, oh, it's something that's really boring. And I said it, like, right in front of the cast member. And I was like,
you're so wrong.
But nice, I mean, Ricky. Nice.
I didn't even see the cast member until after I had said the word boring. And then I just thought, oh, well. Oops, but that's okay.
But let's face it. I mean, have you seen a lot of Epcot guests? There's not a whole lot of thinking going on some days at that park. So I'm just saying.
No. So I think that the two biggest losses there are Where's the Fire and the Great Piggy Bank Adventure. Let's just be honest. I think if they could combine those two attractions, maybe update them a little bit and put them
Where's
in the new
piggy
version.
Bank? Where's the Great Piggy Bank Adventure? And you
Where
shoot
is it?
At the. No, I'm just saying. You could combine them, like, have a mashup.
Oh, where's the Great Piggy Bank? I got it.
He's on fire.
I am. You are.
Literally. Man,
yes.
Anyway.
And then there's a restaurant at the end.
Yes.
With smoking. The bowl of meat.
That's it. Go ahead. Sorry, this is out
all
of control.
Right. No, that's okay. So anyway, so all three of those are leaving and slated to be replaced. The last day of operation for those attractions is on April 29th. So if you're not going before April 29th, I'm sorry, you will not get to participate in those two attractions. The Disney Visa card member character meet and greet that is staying in some form or fashion. I don't know if it's staying in Interventions West. I don't know if it will be moved to Interventions East during the refurbishment of this area. I don't know if it will be moving to a different park, but I do know that it is staying overall. So just know you'll get to meet the characters somewhere if you have a Disney Visa, but I don't know where it is right now, and I don't know what's going to happen with that. So that's the best. The other thing is there is a change in Interventions East as well, and that's the Vision House. That will no longer be available starting on April 22nd. So just a heads up, that one's closing just a little bit earlier on the other side of the street.
On the other side of the street, nice.
Yeah, it's a street.
The breezeway. Kind of,
yeah, exactly.
The path. I don't know. All right, so that's good to know because we want to keep everybody up to date because that is, you know, something that's going to be changing rather quickly.
Just to let people know, the attractions that are staying that are in Interventions East are Sum of All Thrills, Stormstruck, and Habit Heroes. So those are all three of those are staying. And Mike, I'm sorry to tell you, there will be no more Segway crashing in Epcot.
Yeah, that's been gone for quite a while. What a shame.
I think sent I you
brought
a picture
that. Yeah, I know. I saw that. I cracked up. I think I actually single-handedly brought that to an end.
I think we did too.
The liability.
That's it. Yeah.
Pointed out the liability.
Yeah. They said, "Sir, have you been drinking?" I'm like, "It is 10:15 in the morning. A, I don't drink, and B, it's 10:15 in the morning. I mean, are you kidding me?" So I'm just not good at a segue. I have trust issues with that thing. I think.
Yeah.
And I think she kept telling me to trust it. Anyway, well, let's get on to Dean because I want to talk to Dean here and get to know him a little more. And Dean, so kind of give us your Disney backstory. So why do you like going to Walt Disney World, and how long have you been going down?
We have a daughter. She has autism, and it's been her happy place. So we've tried to go down there every season. And the last 5 or 6 years has been at Christmas time. And we've enjoyed it. It's our happy place. And if the time is right, we'll stay a few more days. And like at Christmas this past year, we stayed 9 days. And that's almost enough time to get everything we want to get done, right? No matter how much of a Disney fan you are, it's never enough time. You want to squeeze in everything you can.
Absolutely.
9 days is a really nice length of a vacation because it gives you the time to take a breath and slow down and really take it in, especially when you're going during the holidays. You not only have the regular stuff that's there year round, you have so many different things you want to see, resort decorations, special presentations, you know, special meals. Now, is that one of the reasons why you tend to go back that time? Because it's almost like Walt Disney World's plus during that season?
Well, it's, you know, if you're going to be at the happiest place on earth, you might as well be there at Christmas too, right?
Absolutely.
That is an awesome time.
No. Yeah, and Christmas, there's usually restaurants where you can have a special Christmas dinner, and we usually take advantage of that. And we always plan it out, you know, 6 months ahead of time. We've got it booked and making our payments on there, and as soon as the time comes to make our dinner reservations, we're I got our absolute for have-tos on that. One of them that we always try to do, which is, you know, kind of hard to get, but it's not unattainable, and that's getting the fireworks terrace dessert party,
which is changing now. So, okay, I'm breaking it to you.
Ricky's gonna break the news live. Here we go, Dean.
So it's that's also news for the week. it's changing. It's now turning into the Wishes. I think Wishes Fireworks Dessert Party is gonna be the new name. And it is changing. They're basically bringing out some new desserts, I think, putting out some tablecloths, place card names, and I believe, and of course, the price is increasing. For adults, it is $49, and then for kids, I want to say it's $29 offhand. So, yep, that is changing as well. So,
this is how it goes, Dean. I mean, she's like in your ear all the time with the news. You can't help it. She's like a news machine.
I can't help it. I just know it like off the top of my head. I can just go with it. So,
she's a walking teletype machine.
I am.
Go ahead, Dean.
But one thing that when we first plan in the Disney vacation, it's months ahead of time. It's lots of anticipation and planning now and watching videos and listening to podcasts and knowing where you want to eat and doing research on it. It makes it, you know, all the fun. And we used to didn't really want to do all the organizing and structure, but you kind of have to do that at Disney anymore. You have to have that structure and planning out, or else you can't just go off the last minute and take off down there and expect to do everything you want to be able to do. And so we plan it out and get our fast passes and our way of doing it is getting those fast passes in the morning because we're always there when the park opens. To us, especially at Christmas, you got to be there. Even if the park opens at 7, you get there at 6:30 and ready to go in. And it's quite the experience doing it that way. And maybe you get Toy Story 3 times that morning before it gets real busy, and then use your fast passes and generally, in the midday, we plan out a meal somewhere, And then the afternoon is when we kind of do some of the, the downtime rides, the Hall of Presidents tomorrow, People Movers, and doing some of those things. And with my daughter, we still do the Agent P and the Kid Cod and the tracks through the Animal Kingdom. And now new to us is the Sorcerer's of Magic Kingdom. That's been fun doing that, especially if you're in the Magic Kingdom at peak time. You can still be away from the lines and still having some fun doing that. Is that going to expand any on that one, or is that a...
No, I haven't heard anything about that one, but, you know, for people who... Because the game is an interesting game, so for people who haven't played it before, because it's not something that I think a lot of people think about, especially for those planning their first or few trips. So can you talk a little bit, can you explain a little bit about the game for people who maybe don't know?
Well, there's two locations to pick up the cards. And the front of the park in the firehouse, I believe, fire station, you get a set of cards there. And then in near the edge of Liberty Tree, near Adventureland, there's a location back there you can get a set of cards, one or the other, one pack of cards per day. And in different spots, it's kind of like, to me, it's like a seek and find. You have to solve problems, and you're holding your card up, which you think is a storefront and a picture window inside a gift shop, but then all of a sudden, when you're in front of that, it turns into a little TV episode on the front of the building, and it's fun. It's something my daughter enjoys doing, and there's lots of kids doing that, and it's really good if you got, I'd say, the 6 to 10-year-olds that enjoy doing that and collecting the cards. I just enjoy watching her do it. I can't tell you all the details about what sorcerer. You got to do a spell and make something happen. You get a special card, you can do other things. I'm not in that generation, but
me neither.
And you know, it's true. I wanted to mention Hannah still really likes doing it, so she's a little out of that range. But the other thing that she has had us do the past couple times we've been there is that Pirate's Adventure, the Treasure of the Seven Seas, which is really kind of along the same lines. You get a map, and it you go to different locations on the map, and it has you search for different things, and different things happen based on what you do. I think that those interactive games are just so cool and such a great idea. And like Dean mentioned, when the park is busy, you can still do these. It's not like you have to wait in line to start, you know, to do all of this. So I think that's an awesome idea for something to do when the parks are busy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I tend to the pirate one in Adventureland a little bit better than Sorcerer's. It's just, it's more, I like the map aspect of it more than the car. You know, and I know it's different strokes for different folks, which I love. You know, everybody gets a chance because it spreads people out. But I really enjoy the pirate one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the one in Epcot with the Agent P, that's, you know, it's a fun one too to go around. It might be getting a little bit dated now. I don't know if it's changed very much over the last 4 or 5 years, but that park is so spread out that you're for sure out of everyone's way over there doing that one and not in the crowd.
Right, and you get to see, I think it points you to things in the park that you may not have necessarily noticed, especially like in the countries. I think, you know, sometimes you kind of breeze through a bunch of those places, and this really forces you, I think, to really pay just a tad more attention. So I appreciate that as well.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's what's good with KidCod as well. KidCod, you're going, have to go into these different countries and seeing things, and rather than just rushing back there, you're getting to, you know, really see what's in these different countries rather than just hitting the rides or just walking around past some of the restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, KidCod's a lifesaver when it's busy. Let me just tell you, because there's always enough space for every kid to grab, you know, the mask or whatever they're decorating from that country. And, you know, like we've always done with Mallory and Paige, is that, you know, they're gonna do one that day, but we tell them, actually Paige came up with this idea on her own, but now we've told Mallory to use the same system. But you know, color a little piece of it with the colors from that nation's flag if they have
those
markers
available.
Oh, that's
a great idea.
Yeah, and then by the end, it's kind of all colored in, but it's like in, it's kind of like a collage or a montage or whatever. It's got, you know, 12 different, it's kind of like a, like one of those quilts. It's got like sections with different colors, but it's all colored in by the time we're done. And then they get it stamped and the guest member writes their name in that language. But it's a very unique souvenir, but it's also, man, it's good to get the kids something to do other than standing in line. Like Dean, you know, when you're there during the busy times, it's probably really nice to be able to, you can kind of sit down and relax, watch your daughter, you know, get to be creative there for a few minutes and not have to worry about standing in line and being around all these people. It kind of gets you out of the crowd.
Yeah, it gets us out of the crowd, but don't get me wrong, we're still putting in, like our average was 15 miles a day on our Fitbit.
There you go. So
we were making it happen on there, but we enjoyed having our downtime. I did, when we did our check-in, what I thought was pretty neat on that, it was at Pop Century. That's kind of our favorite place to be, location and everything. But when we did our pre-check-in, and again, it may be just new to me, but you were able to pick if you want to be in the 70s or the 80s, if you're in a preferred room, pretty much what building you want to be in as far as, you know, they didn't guarantee it when you were booking it, but they tried to do that. And when we got there early, we got an early check-in, and it actually gave us exactly where we wanted to be and to where we were, you know, 200 yards from the bus stop, and out our front door was the swimming pool. So it's kind of neat if you do take advantage of that. I know there's been talk about it either way, but do your pre-check-in at your resort, and it actually gave us an option on which area you wanted to be in, first choice and second choice.
That's a great tip, because I've noticed that as well with, you know, they're giving, I should say, more specific options for room requests. And of course, Disney can't guarantee these things, but I think, you know, I think they are making their best effort to match your expectations with, you know, availability and making this happen for the guests, because when you think about it, it's a win-win for Disney. You know, they're putting you somewhere where most likely you're going to want to stay. You're not going to have any issues with it. You're going to be happy. That room assigner, you know, hey, it's just right there. Boom, pick a room in that big old, you know, building. There's a lot of rooms there. So I'm glad you brought that up, because that really is something I think that both sides get something out of, and it's good for everybody. And like you said, as a guest, you're getting exactly what you want, which is, you know, what you want on a Disney vacation.
Well, in the morning, it's to get that, if you're getting your mug refilled, and if you don't have a preferred room, it's like, you know, I have to, like, lay on a GPS trying to figure out how to get back to my room if I'm not sure where I'm at on all these different rooms. And when I kind of got it preferred, it was, like I said, it was really smooth, and that worked out real good. And it's always nice at the end of your day, too, to where you don't have that long walk back, too, to have someplace close.
That's what a lot of people don't realize is that there is such a teeny weeny difference in the price from the preferred and a standard room. And that's what's so cool, because one time when I stayed, they didn't have my preferred room ready, so they put me in a standard. And they had me so far in the back, they had to take me in a golf cart to my room, because it was like way in the back. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. So they were super sweet. But yeah, I always lovingly tell people, if they're looking at Pop Century, you know, they're looking at coming and visiting or something, I'm like, oh, stay at Pop. That's a fun place. But stay in the preferred. Whatever you do, stay in the preferred. That's where I always would stay and have stayed. Because it's so much easier, like you said, when you've got your soda to refill, or you want to go and grab something to eat, or the buses. After a long day, I don't want to take a shuttle back to my room. I want to just go.
Well, Dean, before we wrap this up, I want to ask you, because, again, you're an expert on this, and we always want our guests to have better experiences, our listeners. And, you know, I think you're uniquely qualified to answer this question, because you've been going down during a really busy time of the year, but you're making the most of it, having great memories, keep going back, and you've seen the changes over the last couple of years. Now, I want to ask you specifically, you know, how does this affect your family dynamic with your daughter having autism, with the having to be more proactive on your planning? Is that something you think is beneficial to your family, you know, knowing 60 days out we're going to have these fast passes, we can kind of match expectations, or is it too rigid? I mean, how do you feel with the way the system's moving in the last couple of years for your family?
Well, the last couple of years, it, you know, we have had to plan ahead, and having her involved in what we're doing and talking about it, where she kind of knows what we're going to do. Like I said, this past Christmas, as busy as it gets down there, it went great. There's not a single thing. The highlight of probably one of them, she's a big sports nut too. We booked the ESPN Club VIP and did that reservation, and it was football Sunday, and that was great for her because it's something she enjoyed. It was great for us to have that midday downtime, and it was a good experience being down there too, doing all that. So you need to plan it out, no matter whether you're going in July or at Christmas time. You research, or you pay somebody a service that helps you plan it out if you're unfamiliar with it. But don't try to do it on your own if you've not been before, that's for sure.
Good tip. Well, Dean, hey, I just want to thank you so much for being a part of the podcast family and supporting the show, and of course for taking the time out today to come on and wrap a great week for us. It's been fun talking about, you know, your family dynamic, getting your take on the news, and just want to thank you on behalf of all of our listeners for coming on the show and sharing your memories with us today.
Oh, I appreciate you guys a lot. I get new information every time I listen to you.
All right.
Well, news.
Take care, buddy, and we'll talk to you. Hey, you give us a call on a live show. We need to hear from Springfield some more because we got to know how the baby birds are doing down there. All right. Well, don't forget today's. That's right. Go Cards. All right. Don't forget today's episode brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. And it has been a very fun and rewarding week for the agents over at the Magic for Less. I know that the team has been working hard since last Thursday when the Disney Visa summer offer was announced. And then it went to the general public this past Monday. And it's been fun. I know, Pam, you can speak on behalf of the team, but you know, I can speak personally that, you know, because a lot of listeners of the show are supporters of everything that we do, and they do book with the Magic for Less, and I'm very lucky to get to work with a lot of our listeners. And personally, I can tell you it's really rewarding when you find out that, you know, a listener is going to get to stay club level, you know, at the Polynesian rather than just standard view, and it's saving them money on top of that. You know, it's like, hey, it's, you know, a couple hundred bucks cheaper, and now you got club level, or, you know, you're saying over $1,000 for the exact same vacation. I mean, Pam, I think you can speak to that. That's one of the best reasons, I think, to work with a great agent over at the Magic for Less.
It is. I will tell you, the thing that amazes me is that year after year, whenever a discount is released, you know, these are agents on the phone using the computer system or you in a chat room to make sure that everyone gets these discounts applied. And it is the worst and the best part of booking
right.
travel. I will be honest, it absolutely is.
But let me just break in there. I can tell you that I have the loop. I think it's like 37 minutes, and I have it. I can tell you what song comes next. Soarin' goes into Pirates, goes into Imagination. Anyway, go ahead.
It's true. But I am amazed at the end of the day, because I try to remember to say, you know, send out something to our team. Thanks, team, for working so hard, blah, 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 doing this. And just that there is not any, like, everyone is so excited to have been able to save people this much money. And I think that that is just such an awesome thing to think, because to see, because we realize, you know, a vacation is expensive, and we know that it's easier to like for, to look forward to plan for your vacation, knowing that you've got the best price that's out there for it. So knowing that you saved a little money. So anyways, I'm, you know, eternally impressed with the team and the attitude that everyone has. So I can tell you how much fun it is just to be able to do that.
It's awesome. And I just want to say, you know, we're saying this because we thank you for supporting the Magic for Less Travel, because without that support, we couldn't do all the stuff we do on the podcast. And, you know, it's just truly, you know, for me, it's just so rewarding because I work with listeners of the show, and, like, you know, you guys take the time to listen. You're part of the family. You tune in 3 times a week, sometimes 4 times a week when we have a live show. And when I get to do something, I consider you guys all my friends. It pumps me up. I mean, like, this week I've been walking like on cloud 9, because it's great to help a friend, and you guys are helping us by booking with the Magic for Less. I love being able to help you guys out, and all the agents feel the exact same way. So thanks a lot. And hey, if you're thinking about going down this summer, great deals to be had still. So check it out. Drop by themagicforless.com, see the new special, see the dates that the special runs, and put in a free no obligation quote. But of course, let them know you heard about them here on the BR Guest podcast. and they're going to take care of you right away. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, don't forget the next live show. Again, we're moving it up because Mike got Cardinal tickets. So it's going to be on April 12th.
It's all Mike's fault. Let's just be honest.
It's all Mallory's fault. No, it's Mallory's school. Let's just blame it on Mallory. She's not here tonight. So anyway, yeah, we're going to have it on April 12th, same time, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. And please do this week, give us a follow on the social media. On Twitter, you can find us always talking it up at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on Instagram. We're on Be Our Guest Podcast on Instagram as well. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And one last favor, we are really, really working hard at growing the show. We want to make this show the best it can be. And one of the best ways we can do that is with an iTunes rating and a review. So if you wouldn't mind, we're going to start asking for these a little bit more frequently. Drop by this week. If you could give us a rating and a review on iTunes, we'd be eternally grateful and appreciate your support. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up and let you get on with your weekend. We hope that you're having a great one already. Whatever you do out there, just have a good time. The weather's getting nice and, you know, hey, we're all luckier than we probably should be. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, and Dean, I'm Mike, wishing you a terrific weekend. Stay safe, whatever you do. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.